opened a bank account when I was 9 years old. I closed it when I was 18. I gave them every penny that I had saved, and they gave my blood and my urine a number. And now I'm sitting in this waiting room, playing with the toys. And I am here to exercise my freedom of choice. I passed their handheld signs, I went through their picket lines. They gathered when they saw me coming, they shouted when they saw me cross. I said, why don't you go home, just leave me alone. I'm just another woman lost. You are like fish in the water who don't know that they are wet. As far as I can tell, the world isn't perfect yet. His bored eyes were obscene, on his denim thighs a magazine. I wish he'd never come here with me. In fact, I wish he'd never come near me. I wish his shoulder wasn't touching mine. I am growing older, waiting in this line. But some of life's best lessons I learn at the worst times. Under the fierce fluorescent, she offered her hand for me to hold. She offered stability and calm, and I was crushing her palm through the pinch pole, wincing. Oh, my smile unconvincing on that sterile battlefield that sees only casualties, never heroes. My heart hit absolute zero. And Lucille, your voice still sounds in me. Yeah, mine was a relatively easy tragedy. The profile of our country looks a little less hard-nosed, but you know that picket line persisted, and that clinic's since been closed. They keep pounding their fists on reality, hoping it will break. But you know, I don't think there's one of them that leads a life free of mistakes. My freedom of choice. No, you can't make a sacrifice. Our freedom.